USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden on his way back to the United States after meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The president holding a news conference lasted about 45 minutes, where the president made it clear that the United States, he said, will act in certain cases.
How we'll respond to specific kinds of actions that harm America's interest.
When it comes to Russia, former acting DNI director Richard Grenell tells Fox News we need to remember one thing.
They are not someone that we can trust, and so we're going to have a relationship where we do what Ronald Reagan said. You can trust their words, but you got to verify and then come back to them and make sure you hold them to account because they're going to lie.
The heat wave is continuing on the West Coast with over 60 million Americans under heat advisories or heat warnings. USA Radio News.
UFOs are back in the news, and even the military can't explain these strange UFOs intercepting our ships and planes. Are they a sign of something real, dangerous, or even biblical? Now, Rob Schmidt takes a look at the biggest mystery of our time. Rob's special series, UFOs, Are They Really Here?, airs all this week on Newsmax. Tune in to Rob Schmidt tonight on Newsmax, now on all major cable systems. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. Or get Newsmax for free on your smart TVs, Roku, Zumo, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, or more. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and start watching now. So find out the latest on UFOs with Rob Schmidt and check out Newsmax tonight. It's real news for real people.
Israel is launching airstrikes after an Hamas balloon attack.
Israel has launched airstrikes into the Gaza Strip following a series of arson attacks. The Israeli Defense Force says it bombed Hamas military complexes in Khan Yunis and Gaza City overnight on Wednesday. The attacks come in retaliation for the launch of incendiary balloons from the territory, which started at least 20 fires on Tuesday, according to the Israeli Fire Service. It's the first major violence since the two sides agreed on a ceasefire on May 21st. There were no immediate reports of injuries. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Fed Reserve isn't changing interest rates. The target range for the Fed funds rate is staying between 0 and 0.25%. However, the Fed does expect higher inflation as it now puts that number at 3.4%. That's a full point higher than what they were projecting back in March. Despite rates staying the same for now, officials hinted that rate hikes could begin in 2023. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The former director of the CDC is casting doubt on the fact that the WHO can investigate the origins of COVID-19 effectively.
As the World Health Organization announced this week their intentions to investigate the origins of the coronavirus that has killed millions of people around the world, former CDC director and virologist Robert Redfield on Fox News says the WHO is too compromised by communist China to do the investigation.
I think they were highly compromised. Clearly, they were incapable of compelling China to adhere to the treaty agreements that they have on global health because they didn't do that. Clearly, they allowed China to define the group of scientists that could come and investigate. That's not consistent with their role.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen believes the United States is well on its way to a robust economic recovery from the coronavirus pandemic.
Thanks to this Congress and its passage of the American Rescue Plan, I believe we're well on our way towards that goal.
As inflation continues, Yellen was pressed on it and does say it needs to be taken very seriously.
The current burst of inflation reflects the difficulties of reopening an economy that's been shut down.
Yellen appearing virtually before a Senate committee. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.